Asheville band Tongues of Fire are still young, but vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter Lowell Hobbs has already absorbed some time-worn lessons. For instance, twice now, the band has invested many months, untold amounts of money, and healthy doses of hope to perform at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas.
We've never been accepted officially.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what stopped us, though. It's interesting being like one of the bigger bands in Asheville. Like, our shows are usually pretty packed. It's fun. Then we go to South by Southwest. It's like being thrown into the sea. Like, I'd spent like 6 months just like working every contact I had and just like begging people and get like 3 showcases and maybe one of them is good. And it's definitely very like frustrating and we're really burnt out, but we're still going at it and we're not going to stop.
That determination is all over the music of Everybody Hates Us, the debut album from Tongues of Fire.
I've not found myself being ambitious about anything else in my life, honestly. I'm constantly on 100% with this project. I really believe in myself, you know, as corny as that sounds, which definitely is super exhausting. But I feel like if you're passionate about something, that's the way to go at it.
Hobbs grew up in Old Fort, graduated high school just 5 years ago, and moved to this region when he enrolled at UNC Asheville to study music technology.
I graduated college, but I just kind of pulled myself through it. I got a 1.8 this semester. I have the degree, so it's fine.
Hobbs connected with drummer Eli Raymer, and the two have anchored Tongues of Fire through a rotating door of other musicians.
We've had about 8 different bass players over the years, but we're at the point now where we've got people that are really hardworking in the band, and just like we're all on a level where we really want to make this work, and it's great.
Hobbs cites a handful of obscure bands as influences, and he said he wrote the early music for Tongues of Fire primarily with a mind of how they would sound in performance. During the making of the album, Hobbs's mother died from cancer, and while Hobbs said that isn't reflected in the lyrics, he can hear it in his recorded performance. He said the lyrics he has written over the past half year bear the weight of his loss. This is a song still in demo mode that Hobbs is working on for the band's next album. Day in, day out, go on without a way to feel. Nothing seems real.
Trying to, yeah, be more in touch with my emotions, because that's not something that I was really ever taught to do and something I'm super comfortable with. I don't want to like push my feelings and emotions to the side and just kind of be repressed in my life or how I write. So I'm just trying to bring things out and just really embrace what's going on and use that to write better music.
Tongues of Fire next performed January 20th at the Mothlight in West Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.